Rashawn.
What we heard today.
What about the House Special Committee on Military and Foreign Affairs, as well as Veteran Affairs, to order it? 5:10, let the record reflect that Representative Chairman Ivan is with me today, Representative Foster, Representative Willis, myself, Representative Hott. We do have a quorum, and we do have HJR 9 before us with the prime sponsor, ready to give her opening remarks and standing ready for questions. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. HJR 9 is requesting the governor to file suit against the U.S. and others over POWs and MIAs from Alaska. There's continuing controversy concerning the presence of American servicemen who are listed as prisoners of war or missing in action and may be being held against their will in the Southeast Asian nations of Vietnam, Laos, and Kamchatka, can I say that word, formerly Cambodia. The United States government has stated that all of our prisoners of war have been returned from Vietnam. Now, that was just a blank statement that they have made, just in order to make some closure to this whole issue, but there's still individual people out there involved. In a top-secret Vietnamese report dated 1972 by General Tran Van Quang, Deputy Chief of Staff of the North Vietnamese Army reported that in September of 1972, Hanoi held 1,205 American prisoners, and only 591 American prisoners of war have been released under the 1973 peace settlement. There are two missing and unaccounted for servicemen in Southeast Asia from Alaska, and I request that the Alaska State Legislature hereby require the governor of the state of Alaska, on behalf of the people of the state, to file in the United States Supreme Court a cause of action against the government of the United States. Defendants in this suit would include the Department of Defense and the intelligence agencies, the ambassadors or other public ministers and consuls of the governments of Vietnam, Laos, Kamchatka, Russia, and China, alleging violation of civil rights to the people of Alaska, and especially alleging the violation of the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness of the following named citizens of the state of Alaska: Thomas E. Anderson, United States Marine Corps, from Sennard, and Howard M. Koslowski, United States Navy, from Anchorage. It's very distressing, Mr. Chairman, that, and I understand, I guess, the intention behind putting closure to the MIA POW issue, but there are real people out there that have not been accounted for, and this was started in the state of Michigan by one of their legislators who determined that we, in fact, could go straight to the U.S. Supreme Court on this issue. The previous problems that we've had in trying to address anything for POWs and MIAs is that the POW or the MIA themselves is the only one that has any standing in court, and since they're not here to stand for themselves, there's absolutely has been seeming nothing that anybody could do. But I believe that we as a state can go to the Supreme Court in representing the people from our state as an interest of the state. And there's in the packet, there is a picture of the United States which shows the states that have already passed this resolution and those that are in the process of working on the resolution. So it's something that's been being done all over the United States. I would expect that what ought to happen is a group of the states would go together and join in this lawsuit to be able to pursue the POWs and MIAs from this terrible war that we had in Southeast Asia. So I would request that this committee move this bill out of this committee and be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
For the record, prime sponsor is Representative Jeanette James from District
34.
Are there any questions for the sponsor?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I've gone through the whole file. I would like to go ahead and just move it out of committee.
Before we move it, let me ask the sponsor. Did you introduce a sponsor substitute?
Yes, I did, and it was read across.
It was
so
read across.
Yes, that's a good question, because the document that you have before you is a sponsor substitute.
Actually, if I can correct that, the sponsor substitute was not read across with the intent that it would be transferred to a committee substitute title. Same bill, but change the title.
Okay, we discussed this, and I had thought we'd done it the other way. Good thing I have staff to back me up.
I had thought we had done it the other way as well, since this was on the schedule last week. I thought we were going to... Maybe I'm confused, but...
The problem with doing the sponsor substitute was it interfered with the hearing, 5-day hearing notice.
Exactly.
So we had changed that plan.
Okay. Representative Ivan.
So, Mr. Chairman, is it in order to adopt the committee substitute at this time?
I believe it is in order that we adopt. George, how should we proceed in this? Adopt, call this amendment number one, or no?
I think, Mr. Chairman, I believe that it would be proper for someone to move to adopt a committee substitute based upon the language contained in the sponsor substitute, which was not read across, with appropriate conforming changes, taking out the sponsor substitute language and inserting a committee substitute.
I would so move that the language just expressed.
Here's a motion before us to adopt a committee substitute based on the language contained in the sponsor substitute that we have before us. It's 9LS0243/F. Is there objection? We now have, seeing no objection, we now have the CS for HJR 9 before us. Representative Foster.
I'll go ahead and move the bill out of committee with the attached fiscal note. I was going to say with individual recommendation, but I guess I would rather ask for unanimous consent.
Before you ask for it, I would just like to say that our office did get a call from Warren Culver of the American Legion today, and they enthusiastically support this. I don't know if your offices, any other office did, but I just wanted to put that in the record.
Okay. There's a motion before us to move CS for HJR 9 out of committee under unanimous consent, an accompanying fiscal note, which I might add, the backup suggests that it could cost $50,000 if this were implemented, but we'll let the governor's office worry about that. Is there objection? Resolution is moved. Is there any further business to come before this committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks to the committee.
Thank you.
Seeing none, we are adjourned. 5:07.
All right.